Regarding legal consultation report on patient Robert Velasco, consultation request by Dr. Michael Closer, reason for consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies on radio frequency, ablation, history patient is a 72-year-old male with a history of cardiomyopathy, status for defibrillator implantation, ejection fraction 15% to 20% period. Patient recently seen in the hospital with AICD discharge period. Device integration showed the patient is in atrial fibrillation period. Patient is placed on amiodarone. In spite of that, patient still has recurrence of atrial fibrillation and referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation period. Current medication, Farxia 10 mg daily, atorvastatin 80 mg daily, potassium 20 mg daily, furosemide 40 mg daily, Coric 3.1 to 5 mg two times daily, Entresto, amiodarone, and ARCAS period. Allergies, no non-drug allergies. Social history, no history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Family history, no history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denigration, weight gain, no weight loss, no vision, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. Aspirin history, pulmonary, no history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, stomach, no history of arthritis. On examination, blood pressure 114 over 70, pulse is 70, respiration 16, weight is 211 pounds. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral, heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 over 6 is totally murmur, head of the left turn up border. There is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Click here, brief it overall. Atrial fibrillation, number 2, cardiomyopathy, number 3, inappropriate shock from the defibrillator, secondary to atrial fibrillation. Recommendation, patient has atrial fibrillation in spite of medical therapy, period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies under radio frequency ablation and substrate modification. Procedures kind of benefit discussed with the patient. Possible risks include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometime need more than one procedure, period. Consultation date is 4/18/22. Please send a copy to Dr. Michael Kruger.